Today's gospel, we heard the follow-up from yesterday's gospel in which Jesus encountered the rich young man. The rich young man walks away sad after Jesus says, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me." And then Peter says, "We have given up everything and followed you." Now, there's one part of this passage that I had never noticed until last night. I was just reading some comments of the church fathers upon this passage, and one church father, a venerable Bede, who was an English monk, noticed this. He said, "Notice how Peter says that just giving up everything isn't what's sufficient, but he adds on what is necessary for perfection and followed him," which is to say that, of course, we must be generous. We must be generous to others, and in particular to the poor. And within that, and even beyond it, we must follow the Lord. I think it can be a real temptation for us to say that as long as I am generous, then I don't need Christianity. Or maybe I'm preaching to the choir here as I'm preaching to people who come to daily Mass. But it can certainly be a temptation in the modern world where if I do all these good things, what do I need faith for? But indeed, what is most important is following the Lord Jesus. And we see what he promises to those who follow him. He says, "They will receive 100 times more in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." One thing I also want to point out is if you look closely at the things that the disciples give up and the things that they receive, one that's different is he mentions that you don't receive fathers. The reason being, you have one Father in heaven. And of course, some of the church fathers reflect upon this, saying that the sisters and houses and brothers and mothers and children and lands that you receive are those of your fellow Christian disciples, as we see this was the case of the apostles who had given up everything. As they went out into the world, they were more than welcomed into the homes of their fellow disciples. But finally, and most importantly, we find that he promises to them eternal life in the age to come. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us carry that within our hearts, knowing that that is the promise that the Lord gives to each and every one of us, knowing that to those who follow him, they have promised to them eternal life.